Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scary Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, and as always, this is a show in which my cat, Scape, who is right next to me here, will tell a story to a guest who is also here. Now, this is in the middle of a very special sequence of shows where we are having Scapey tell one of the most famous ghost stories of all time, Hamlet, by Shakespeare. So, we're at Act 3, so we need to have our guest from last time come back and tell us what has happened thus far. Our guest, of course, being the unnamed whistleblower from Price Waterhouse. Sir, would you please tell us what has happened so far?
Yes, that won't be a problem. Okay, basically, there's a guy named Hamlet who is the Prince of Denmark, and his father was killed by his uncle, who then married his mother. That's the bulk of it. And now, the father, I guess, was a ghost at one point, and he said, "Kill him for me." And Hamlet's gonna do that, presumably. There's been a lot of movies made of Hamlet, and the fact is, movies are where I make my living because I work at Price Waterhouse. Now, the Oscars are over, but what you probably don't realize is that we have already decided who's going to win next
Is there not more of the story that you want to tell?
Hamlet basically is just acting weird and being crazy, and the king and the queen and Polonius's dude all think that it's because he's in love with Ophelia, who is Polonius's daughter. I mean, but seriously, it's just a matter of finding out where those actors are going
to
be.
Okay, that's enough of that! That is enough! This is about a story for me to tell to someone.
Speaking of which, we should say who that someone is. We do have a friend of the show on. You probably have heard before on a Frank Allen program, but this is our good friend, Good Hitler.
Hello, Jordan and Scape and nameless Price Waterhouse person, and indeed everybody out there on the internet. This is known artist and philanthropist Good Hitler.
Just so there's no confusion, he's from another reality.
That is true, Good Jordan.
Thank you. All right, so Scape, you ready for this story?
Of course. Always. Should I start?
Yes, please do. I'm very excited. This is one of my favorite plays.
Wait, you already know it?
Oh, yes. It's one of the most famous comedies in the world. Yes?
Daddy said he already knows it!
You said it's a comedy, and it's not a comedy.
I always love to hear it performed. It's one of my favorite plays, and I thought, well, Scapey, the dramatic mastermind that he is, would be able to give me perhaps the greatest performance I had ever experienced.
That's true, but now you're going to know what happens.
Not actually true. I have availed myself of some of these forgetting pills by Thomas Alva Edison, and he has allowed me to be utterly ignorant of what the rest of the play will be like.
That is perfect. So let's start it. The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, by William Shakespeare. Act 3. Okay, so, what is going on is, like...
Well, so far, the ghost has convinced Hamlet and Ophelia to switch places, each acting like the other, so that their parents will agree to let them get married.
No! That is not what happened! The ghost says kill Claudius. That is the uncle.
Well, I suppose that would make it easier for them to get married, yes?
No, they're not trying to get... Hamlet took off his pants, and Ophelia said, "I don't want to be your girlfriend."
Well, listen, I understand the part about Hamlet taking off his pants, and then Ophelia puts on his pants, and Hamlet puts on the dress. Everybody knows this part.
No, that's not... There's no dressing! There's no dress! Polonius said, "You can't go out with Hamlet anymore," and Ophelia said, "Okay, I guess I won't." Now, wait! That's what we're getting to, actually.
This is a very aggressive interpretation.
No, I didn't change. This is how it really goes. The kid is like, "Okay, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, you're friends with Hamlet, but you don't even know what's wrong with him. Douches! Find out! For me!"
They're always so depressing. All of those tragic moments of how terrible it is that we are going to be together. Life is so sad. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, such a bunch of downers.
Well, maybe, but they're like, we'll find out why he's upset. And then the king and Polonius are like, okay, now let's do that plan that we talked about last time, where we hide and we listen to Hamlet talking to Ophelia, okay? Let's go hide. Ophelia, you stand here and read a book, like you're just casual, like just whistle or something.
And Ophelia, who is really Hamlet at this point in disguise, is like, yes, of course.
No, this really Ophelia. It's not Hamlet, it's really, really Ophelia.
Really?
Yeah. Because then, here's how you know, because Hamlet comes in, and Hamlet goes, dude, life sucks, so I don't think I like it. I could just kill myself, but... Maybe not.
Hmm. Are you sure? Hold on, this is William Shakespeare's Hamlet, right?
Yeah. He's like, well, because it sucks to be alive, but I guess I don't know what happens when you die, so maybe I shouldn't.
Hmm. I seem to remember it going differently, but maybe that is the effect of Mr. Edison's forgetting pills.
So then Hamlet goes to Ophelia, and he's like, hey, Ophelia, are you just chilling? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, that's good. And she's like, hey, you gave me presents, but now that we're not going out, you should take back your presents. And he's like, I never gave you presents. I don't even like you, so suck it. And she's like, no, you do. You do like me. And he's like, oh, yeah? Well, I don't, so.
What is the it?
What?
The it that he is... that Ophelia, who is actually Hamlet, is supposed to suck.
No, she's Hamlet. She's Ophelia. Ophelia is Ophelia. Hamlet is Hamlet.
Come now. If Ophelia is really Ophelia and Hamlet is really Hamlet, then the it she's supposed to suck isn't the hysterical phallus scene? Like, this isn't the part with the phallus?
No, there's no phallus. There's only Hamlet. And Hamlet, seriously, he's just telling her mean things. And she's like, but hey, that hurts my feelings. And he's like, yeah, you should go become a nun. You know why? Because you're ugly and nobody wants to kiss you, stupid.
And that's a joke, because it's really Hamlet dressed up. And because it's a dude, everyone's like, ha 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 ha, yes, he should totally be a nun.
No, he's not a dude! Hamlet's a dude!
Exactly!
Ophelia's a chick!
Yes!
That's it!
Okay.
And then, so he's like, you go be a nun, and she's like, maybe I will, what do you think? And she leaves. And then he leaves, I mean. And then she's like, that sucks. He's mean. And then the king is like, yeah, we were right. He's upset about her. That's clearly what's going on. And Proneus is like, uh-huh.
Wait a minute, you didn't tell the best part of that interaction.
No, that is the best part.
No, I mean, the to be or not to be.
That was when he did that. That was when he was like, I could kill myself, but, you know.
What? Suicide? That's a little dark, Scapy.
That's what he's talking about.
But maybe it's just different in parallel universes, but that's the part where Hamlet, who is really Ophelia, is saying to Ophelia, who is really Hamlet, how could I possibly be with you? You look like a potato. You're all tubery, and if you aren't a potato, then you are a woman so ugly that no one could love.
No. That's not what it's about. This is dark, because it's a scary story. It's not a funny story. It's scary. It's a ghost story.
Well, yes, there's a ghost who wants Hamlet and Ophelia to be together.
No, the ghost wants to kill the uncle! Listen, here's what happens. The uncle's like, you gotta keep an eye on Hamlet. Everybody's like, okay. So, meanwhile, Hamlet, for reals, okay, it goes to the people who are gonna put on a play, the actors. And they're gonna put on a play that he especially made them to put on. And he goes, okay, guys, listen. When you do this play, I need you to not be crappy actors. I need you to do a good job because I want you to. Also, don't, if you're going to make jokes, just make the jokes that I wrote. Don't make extra jokes because extra jokes suck.
Oh, and this is the part with Nick Bottom and Peter Quince and all of the other actors who are very proud but who actually do a terrible job. Yes.
No. We don't know the names of the actors. They're just players, but okay, so Hamlet's like, so seriously, do this whole play, just do it good, and if you screw it up, I'm gonna noogie you, so don't screw it up.
Noogie?
Yeah, wait, he's gonna kick their butts.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, don't say it, like, with a dumb voice, and don't wave your arms too much, because that looks stupid. Just do it the way I say to do it. And they're like, yeah, we will. And he's like, okay, good.
But I get the sense that they're not going to, because they are so stupid, right?
Well, they don't sound stupid yet, so we'll see. I don't want to spoil it. But, so then he's like, then everybody starts coming in to see the play, and he's like, all right, everybody gonna watch the play? And they're like, yeah, the king is gonna come watch it in a little bit. And he's like, okay, cool. Horatio, you're my friend. Come here. Dude, here is the secret plan, says Hamlet. And Horatio's like, what is it? And Hamlet goes, okay, I gave them a special prey, right, that is going to have stuff in it that is just like the way that my uncle killed my father, okay? And when that part comes on, you have to make sure you watch him, so if he's like, what the, then we will know that he did it, that it's for serious.
Hmm. Why is he so focused on this whole uncle thing?
Because his uncle killed his father. He murdered him.
Really?
Yeah, that's what the ghost came to say. I used to be alive, now I'm dead because of that. that guy, and then he married my wife, Wetter.
I mean, are you sure you're telling it right? The ghost doesn't want his son to be happy, doesn't want him to be with a nice girl who also cares about him?
The ghost is suffering for our time, and he wants his son to kill his uncle.
So that there's no opposition to him marrying Ophelia, and they can be happy forever together?
No, so that he can be dead. The uncle.
Well, yes, the uncle is dead. That's clearly what happens, but...
No, that's... Well, I don't know
well,
what happens.
Well, no, I mean, that's clearly what the ghost wants, but that's sort of secondary, really, to getting Hamlet and Ophelia together.
I don't... First of all, you're getting very confused about this play. That's not how it goes. Also, you don't... Your forgetting pills are not working. Now, listen. So the king comes in to see the play, and he's like, I'm going to watch a play now, Hamlet. What do you think? And Hamlet's like, yeah, you better. And the queen's like, you want to sit with me? And he's like, no, I want to sit with Ophelia. And then he's like, hey, Ophelia, do you want to do it? And she's like, no. And he's like, well, we could. But I guess we won't, so whatever.
Oh, sexual tension. I remember sexual tension.
So then the play starts, and they start to pray, and they're like, do-do-do-do-do, praying, praying.
And it's really bad, right?
No, it's not. Ophelia's like, what's going on? And he's like, that dude dies, and that dude marries the wife. It's crazy. And she's like, okay. So then the play starts again, and they're like, it's a king and a queen. And the king is like, I love you. And the queen's like, I love you too. So good. And the king's like, yeah, but...
But...
No, that's not a... It's not a joke. It's not about a hiney.
It's not about a hiney?
No. He goes, but listen, I love you, but when I die, you know, you could get another husband. That's fine. And she's like, no, I couldn't. And he's like, you could. And she's like, yeah, but I wouldn't because that would mean I was a douche. And also that it would be like I killed you. And he's like, no. Just listen. Just, if I die, you get married. And she's like, no. And he's like, yes. And she's like, no. And then they're like, well, whatever, but serious, you could. And she's like, well, I'm not gonna, so shut up.
Oh, that is so sweet and romantic. And I feel like it plays very well into the play's overall theme of getting over traumatic events and learning to love again.
No, that's not what it says. She's like, I won't get married because if I did, then I hope that everybody spits on me and I trip and fall and I get hurt because that's stupid. And so Hamlet goes, hey, Mom, what do you think? Do you like it? And she goes, how come she's like, I don't want to get married again? And he's like, well, I don't know. And she's like, okay. And he goes, she couldn't now because she said that. And she's like, yeah, whatever. And the king goes, what is this play called? And he's like, I don't like, it's called the Mousetrap, so it's gonna catch you.
Oh, I see. The Hamlet in this version is so traumatized by the death of his father that he cannot become romantically involved with Ophelia the way he might otherwise want to. And so the ghost of his father is trying to be like, listen, I was really caught up in not getting over things, and now look at me, all suffery. And so you, Hamlet, should be with this nice girl who you clearly want to do it with.
No, the ghost says, dude, Hamlet, kill your uncle. The end. And Hamlet goes, okay.
But it's clearly not the end. I mean, that was a while ago. Yeah.
I mean, that's all the end of his talk. Anyway, look. So the play comes back on, and out creeps the bad guy of the play. And the bad guy of the play is like, hey, guess what? I'm that guy's brother. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pour some poison in his ear. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Well, certainly, I imagine that that's not very good acting. I mean, just telling everybody how the play is going to end. It's actually pretty funny now that I think about it.
Well, that's not how the play ends, because here's what happens. You don't know how it ends, because Hamlet goes, oh, dude, that's the bad guy. Dude, watch this part. He's poisoning him. Oh, he poisons him. Now, guess what he's going to do? He's going to do it with the wife. Crazy.
That is such a funny story.
No.
I mean, can you just imagine? It's like one of these people who talks in a movie theater, and everyone is like, shut up. Why are you being such a dumbhead?
No. He's not talking. I mean, he's talking, but it's not funny, because what happens is, all of a sudden, the king goes, that's what I did. Oh, crap. Stop this play. I hate it. Stop this play. And they stop the play. And everybody leaves the play. And Hamlet goes to Horatio, goes, did you see that he did the thing that I said he would do? And he goes, what the? And that is what happened. And Horatio goes, yeah, I saw it.
Well, of course he's angry. Somebody is in the middle of talking in all of his play. All of the characters are breaking the fourth wall. I can easily see how this is really going to set back the courtship of Hamlet and Ophelia.
Well, it does, because because then Rosencrantz and Guildenstern come up and go, Hamlet, just tell us why you're upset. And Hamlet's like, do you know how to play the flute? And they're like, no. And he goes, then I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, God, it's an obvious dick joke. Oh, Shakespeare, you are so funny.
Okay, so then Polonius comes up and goes, Hamlet, your mom wants to see you, okay? Go talk to her. And Hamlet's like, look, it's a cloud up in the sky. And Polonius is like, whatever, dude. Just go see your mom. And he's like, okay.
And you don't think that's funny? Sort of a... He's Hamlet, if it is Hamlet, sure, whatever, is pretending to be crazy. And so he is saying funny random things to make us laugh. You don't think it's funny?
No, it's... Listen, there's a ghost. I mean, it hasn't shown up yet in this part, but there's a ghost, and ghosts are automatic scary.
Wait a minute. There's a second ghost?
No. Dude, I don't want to spoil it, but listen. So then, okay, the king is talking to Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, and he's like, guys, whatever I told you before, forget it. Doesn't matter. Here's the new plan. You're going to take Hamlet to England, okay? That's the new plan. And they're like, okay, whatever. And then Polonius comes in and goes, king, I've got an idea. Here's what we're going to do. Hamlet's going to go talk to his mom. Remember earlier when we did the thing where we hid and I was listening to what Hamlet said? I'm going to do that again, but only there, okay? And king's like, sure, go ahead. I don't care.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's great. Oh, Polonius.
No. I mean, it's... Look,
he just loves spying on people.
Well, he does it a couple times, yeah, but it's not funny.
Well, of course it is. He's always sort of peeking out of things. Like, suppose that there is on stage a big pot or something, and he is sort of peeking out of the big pot like a funny little kitten. Oh, he's so cute.
Kittens are not funny. They are serious. Listen. So then the king is all by himself, and he's like, oh, dude, I stink. Because...
He farted!
No, it's not because he farted! It's because he's like, I killed my brother, and then I married his wife.
Well, yeah, we all knew that part.
And he's like, I feel guilty about it. That was a wrong thing to do. But, I mean, I still did it. And I'm still glad I did it, because now I am the king. And I'm rich.
Okay. I don't get it. It might be a little too highbrow for me.
No, it's not a joke. He's like...
Is he saying it while wearing a comically large phallus?
No. He's just like...
Comically small phallus?
No. He's just like, I feel guilty. I am so terrible. I'm evil. And then he's like, I'm gonna pray for a second. And then Hamlet's like sneaking in, and he's like, dude, he's sitting there praying. He's got his eyes closed. I could kill him, but he would go to heaven, and that sucks. So he leaves. And then the king goes, dude, I didn't pray good. I suck at praying. I wouldn't have gone to heaven.
He's so proud of praying.
That's not a joke. That means Hamlet could have killed him, but he didn't.
Irony.
Well, yeah. So Polonius is talking to the queen, and he's like, I'm going to hide over there. And she's like, okay. And Hamlet comes in and goes, Mom, why are you so stupid? And no, that's not a joke.
You don't think it's funny?
No.
I mean, imagine it. If you were to go up to your mom, Scapy, and be like,
Mom, why are you so stupid? Why are you doing a stupid voice?
I was trying to do my Scapy impression.
Well, that's not what I sound like.
I've been working on it for years.
That's not what I sound like.
How do you sound?
I sound like this.
Oh, my mistake.
So he's like, Mom, you suck. And she goes, well, why do you think that? And he's like, because you called duh, you did the thing. And she's like, what do you mean? And he's like, ah, he's angry. And she goes, help me. And Polonius goes, oh crap, help me. And Hamlet goes, what the, what's that? Kill, 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 kill. And he stabs Polonius.
An hysterical comedy of errors.
No, that's serious. And Polonius is like, now I'm dead. Great. And he dies. And then the queen's like, what did you do? You killed him. And he's like, yeah, what did you do? You made my dad upset because he's dead and you married his uncle.
Then, and everything is completely out of proportion for him. And now they have a dead body to worry about. Comedy gold!
No, it's not out of proportion to get upset that your mother marries her brother in law. Look, it's not upset. It's not what you said. So, Hamlet is like, you suck, Mom, blah, 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 blah. And he's talking about why she sucks. And she's like, oh my God, that hurts my feelings. That's not funny.
Well, imagine this. I mean, picture, maybe it's different because you're a cat. But imagine if you were talking to your mother that way and she responded in that way. Wouldn't that be funny for you?
No, that would mean I hurt her feelings, and then I would feel guilty.
Would you? Really?
Well, maybe. But this is when Okay, this is when it gets serious again.
Oh.
Because then the ghost comes in, and he is scary. And Hamlet is like, holy crap, look at that ghost. That's the guy that you disappointed, Mom. And she's like, I don't see it. And he's like, right there, there's a ghost. And the ghost is like, she doesn't see me, but listen, don't hurt your mother. Just leave her alone. Go kill the uncle that I want you to kill. That's all you gotta do.
Oh, that's so sweet.
No, he wants him to kill his uncle.
But he still loves his wife, even after all of that. It's so sweet. Hamlet should really get over all of this, oh, revenge thing, and he should be with Ophelia.
No, he should kill his uncle. And that's what the ghost says. And Hamlet's like, Mom, don't you see that ghost? And she's like, no. And he's like, there he is. And she goes, I don't see it. And then he's like, all right, he's leaving now. So, okay. Mom, you don't tell anybody what happened. And she's like, okay. And he goes, all right. So now I'm going to go, because I have to go to England, apparently. So, but first I'm going to hide this dead body. So, but.
Yes, so exciting.
No, it's not. It's a dead body.
Well, yes. I assume that what comes next is a sort of Weekend at Bernie's style fun fest, where Hamlet uses an arrangement of, say, rope or broom handles to make it seem as if Polonius is still alive and they are chilling, but he falls off the battlements. Oh no! Clunk.
Well, that's not what happens.
Oh.
What happens is he goes, good night. The end.
But his play? I mean, that's sort of a cliffhanger. I've forgotten how the rest of the play goes because of these forgetting pills, but I mean, really, is that it?
No, that's the end of act three, and then you have to wait until next time to get act four, and then five later.
Oh. Such suspense. I mean, when so much of comedy is timing, I can really imagine how this becomes less funny.
No, it's not a comedy. It is the... Do you remember when I said the title of the play?
Right, the title of the play. Well, let me try and remember. Oh, the comedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark.
No! The tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark. Tragedy! Which means spooky, scary story.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, I tell spooky, scary stories.
Okay.
So not comedy. Tragedy. So, now we get to the part where I tell you what I think the scary moral will be of this story. So far. And so far it's, you shouldn't listen to people talking because they will stab you to death, kill you.
That supports more or less everything I've ever known. Though I'm a little surprised that there isn't anything in there about, you know, getting over traumatic experiences to be with people you love.
That's not what happens. What happens is a guy listens and gets stabbed.
Exactly. It's a haunting cautionary tale.
Right, haunting. Right. That's what I'm talking about. Because there was a ghost.
Oh, I see what you did there. Oh, Scapy. You so moralistic.
I scared you, so.
Right out of my little pants, you cast.
So next time we'll do part four.
Right. Next time we do part four. And so I guess that just about wraps it up for this one. Scape, do you want to give us say something?
Yeah. Next time you can listen in on me telling the story, but I won't stab you. How about that?